Wendy, the recording is in process. Today is October 23rd.
Yes.
And we're rocking and rolling down the track. Wendy, how are you doing?
Trey, I mean, you ask this every week, and when we win, it's like the best week ever. I mean, listen, we won. It is what it is. Alabama's on top again. It was the greatest day ever.
Unbelievable game in Bryant Denny Stadium the other night. Yep. Wendy, couple of quick things. This is Fourth and Wendy. My name's Trey Davis. This is my sister, Wendy. We do this. This is put out on podcast, so Apple Podcast and Spotify is yep. where this goes. All right, listen, Wendy, I got a couple things real quick. We have to clean up something. We have our first submission in for show corrections.
Yeah, so we have a complaint.
Nacho sent in a couple of corrections, and just for you listening out there, this is case number 369.
Okay.
Nacho did pick Texas
yes.
2 weeks ago against Oklahoma. We did not mention that. Mm-hmm. Wendy, you were added to the most epic of all group chats and yep. said nothing about it. So me and several of my friends have been on a group chat for probably 4 or 5 years during Alabama football season, and Wendy did join the chat last week. Wendy, how do you feel about getting into the most epic text group?
Oh, I mean, listen, I never thought I would be invited, and that's okay. And Trey, I think it's been longer than 4 or 5 years. I mean, it feels like we've been talking about this group chat for a decade. I could be wrong, but it feels like it's been a hot minute. So I get the ad against the Missouri game, y'all, like right before the Missouri game. And so I'm sitting here because y'all know that game was kind of back and forth. And I'm like, I'm literally, if we lose this game, I'm going to have to delete myself out of this group chat. I mean, that's how superstitious I am. It's like they've added me and all of a sudden we can't win ball games. I would have brought it up had Trey not rushed me through the whole last episode. But Trey, I mean, it feels pretty good. I don't know all the rules yet. Like last week, I got scolded for, I guess I said, Roll Tide, you have to wait an hour before the game.
Right.
To the Alabama game to start talking about Alabama. Well, I don't know all the rules, so that was one rule I learned. But, Trey, I mean, it feels pretty good. It's a great group chat, and really it's just a lot of Alabama fans, you know, sitting there going back and forth all day, and it is fun. It is fun. I appreciate the ad. I feel pretty special.
Yeah, the one main rule with that text group is Nacho sends out a text about an hour before each game that kind of kicks off the text thread,
right.
Unless he's on vacation or forgets. That's only been a couple times. I'm really just kidding. Nah, it is fun. Well, we're glad to have you in there, Wendy. Let's rock and roll. Let's get through it. Last weekend, huge game.
Huge.
A couple quick updates. The party went good last week. Owen and his buddies had a bunch of friends over. We survived that. And I don't know about y'all, but like when these things are over and it's just a birthday party, there's a bunch of people over here. But when they're over, you finally can take a deep breath. It's like... Mm-hmm. You know, so got that done. Everybody's doing good. Wendy, we had some football last weekend, and I'm talking about from dusk till dawn.
Yes, son.
Till dawn. I'm going to go through a couple of the scores, Wendy. Like I said last week, we don't have to go through all of them. Texas A&M does beat Arkansas. Oklahoma does beat South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Hold on. Sorry. I don't know if there's a mute button on here. I might have to use it.
We're the most unorganized podcast.
Here's the point. Oklahoma goes up there and beats South Carolina 26-7. I think it's official. Oklahoma has a really good defense.
Yeah.
Oklahoma is a good football team. Wendy, the Missouri-Auburn game, once again, I had Auburn winning this game, and I think Auburn had plenty of chances to win the game. Wendy, Missouri finds a way to win it in double overtime. Once again, Auburn's heart is broke out.
Yeah.
Broke several different times. They looked like they were going to win, then they weren't going to win, and Missouri pulls it off, Wendy.
Trey, and I'm like you. I think Auburn's got the athletes. I think we've got a quarterback situation in Auburn. I believe they probably need to put this backup in and just see what this backup can do. I don't know what it is about Auburn not being able to play a full game. We can't blame the refs on this one. I thought that it was a pretty well-called game. But at the end of the day, Auburn is not getting it done. They're not winning any of these ball games. You know what I mean? We can go back and look at the Georgia game and the Oklahoma game and say, yeah, there were some mistakes made in these games with some of this officiating, and some of this stuff didn't feel fair. But this Missouri game, it ain't it. And Auburn just cannot finish out games. But I will give it to their fan base. their fan base shows up, that place is rocking and rolling. So they have the want, they have the people, they haven't lost the people. But Hugh Freeze has got to figure out his quarterback situation. He's just got to figure it out. Arnold plays really good in the first half, but the second half, he just doesn't seem to be able to get anything done. From what I see, that's just
Here's the other point about these players playing. These players can only play four games before they would have to redshirt, or they're going to lose a year of eligibility. I don't know this, but I think that plays a factor in this quarterback deal at Auburn. I think this Deuce Knight, I think his name's Deuce Knight. If they play him more than four games, he loses a year.
Right.
Loses a lot. It's a weird time in college football. That, to me, is why you might not see the Deuce Knight until later in the year so he can get up under that window. Wendy, Texas takes some double overtime in Kentucky, but Texas finds a way to win. And the Mississippi State Bulldogs go down to the University of Florida.
Yeah.
Billy Napier is let go after a win. So Florida beats Mississippi State, and Florida finally lets him go. Florida's on an off week. Wendy, let's get to the game that really we care about.
Well,
go ahead.
Trey, you do this every time. You haven't even brought up LSU and Vanderbilt.
Oh, yeah, I got to get to that. Go ahead. Let's go.
You're going to do that after the Alabama game?
Well, what were you going to talk about, Mississippi State, Florida?
No, I thought you were skipping over the LSU-Vandy game, which I called for Vandy to win that. And let me tell you something. LSU ain't it, y'all. I say it every year. They get overrated every year. They do this every year. I don't know why. This poor quarterback for LSU just looks like he's in his head. I don't know what's going on. But Brian Kelly ain't it for LSU. And I'll be surprised if Brian Kelly makes it throughout the year. LSU going down to Vanderbilt the way that they did. That was crazy, Trey. That was great. But I called it. I do want to just remind everybody that I don't call anything anymore. I used to be really good at calling these games. But I did win this one. I said Vandy by 14, and it could have been Vandy by 14. But they kind of need right there at the end. So at the end of the day, I just feel like LSU's got a big problem as well. Also, I won't hone in on this too much, but Arkansas being that close in that game, Petrino might be able to turn something around up there. That LSU, I mean, Trey, that Texas A&M Arkansas game was a great game. It came down to the wire. Did you watch it?
No, Trey? I didn't, because it was probably one of the more boring. It might have been exciting, but you're watching Arkansas, Texas A&M. You can't have two worst teams. If they were playing at midnight, I might watch them, but I'm not going to watch it. Wendy, you are right, LSU, Vanderbilt. LSU loses 24-31 to Vanderbilt. But here's the point about Vanderbilt that everybody has to get out of their head, I think, and I'm talking to myself too, Wendy. Vanderbilt is a good football team. Well, I mean, Vanderbilt's a good football team. You're playing it at home. You lose by 7 points. And let's understand this about LSU. LSU only has two losses, Wendy. This is not the days of you lose a game and you're out of the national championship game, Wendy. LSU has two SEC losses. If LSU picks it up and runs the table, they can still have a chance. Vanderbilt has a chance too. I don't think it's as big a deal as you think because Vanderbilt is good. Wendy, can we get to the game that we all cranked up?
Yes.
Do you have anything else? What else you got before we get to the big game?
Nothing. But I was just saying you want to skip over it. I mean, Arkansas going toe-to-toe with the number three team in the country is a pretty big deal. But fine, skip over it. The only game that matters was the Alabama-Tennessee game, and that's really the game I want to talk about. So,
Wendy, I know we're going back. Texas A&M has beaten Arkansas like 17 straight years. Anyway, Tennessee-Alabama. Rocky Top comes down to Nick Saban Field, Bryant-Denny Stadium. Alabama wins the football game, Wendy, 37-20. If you're an Alabama fan, I think you're always kind of nervous with this game. It is a big game. Wendy, the stadium looked good. It was rocking and rolling. Alabama comes out, I believe, on a real long drive, scores a touchdown. Tennessee scores a touchdown. Then we get close to halftime. And so Tennessee's trying to score a touchdown. I think a lot of people are wanting to kick a field goal, but Tennessee's trying to score a touchdown, and Xavier Brown picks off a pass and goes 99 yards, Wendy. And I promise you, if my neighbors, or really anybody in this neighborhood, does not know that I'm an Alabama fan, they know now.
Yeah.
I was on the back porch, and I start screaming as loud as I possibly can scream.
Yep.
He needs to beat that one guy that was cutting him off. He beat him, scored a touchdown, Wendy. And literally, I yelled and ran around this house for 20 minutes. I even called mom. I was like, this is the greatest day of my life. And if you went to that game, that is why you go to football games.
Yes.
That's why you sit in traffic. That's why you're jammed in there with 100,000 people. Wendy, epic, epic game. Alabama holds on late. Wendy, what do you got?
So let's start, first off, Maylee, your niece, my daughter, did go to the game, and she said it was epic. Like, it was epic. So just so everybody knows, it was a time to be had at this, at Bryant-Denny Stadium. But let me just, once again, we come out, we're doing what we're supposed to do, long drives, you know, we're making plays. Defense played really, really good, Trey. Defense looked good. I think they're getting the right players on the right. Everything just seems to be meshing a lot well for me on defense, right? I'm not nearly as nervous on defense as I was at the beginning of the year. You know, we get down to this second half, and what? I think we're at an 8-point game maybe at that point. I mean, had they kicked the field goal, it would have been a 6-point game. So I think we're 8 or 9. I think we're 8 or 9 ahead of them when we get into that last half. But honestly, I felt Tennessee was holding on with us there in the first half of the game anyway. I didn't feel like it was us playing exponentially better than they were or vice versa. I think Tennessee does really well at scoring fast. You know, I think Alabama's one of the things I think I like that we do well is we've got long, you know, we're on the field a long time and I like that, right? Yeah. Like that's what I like to see. Gives them less time to score because Tennessee does seem to be able to score fast, right? Definitely have, as an Alabama fan, I'm glad that I don't like his coaching, but if I'm a Tennessee fan, I'm questioning some of these coaching calls. I mean, to run yourself out of timeouts right there at the end of the end of the half. I think he took a timeout that he let 30 seconds go off the clock and then took a timeout. And you're just like, I'm not really getting all some of this stuff. I just don't understand it. But it is what it is. It worked out in my favor. Listen, Trey, at the end of the day, Alabama did what it had to do. The strong points were we finally scored over 30 points in a game, okay? We got to 38 points. I thought that was a big deal. Second thing is we scored more than once and a touchdown, 7 points, in the second half. Because, you know, I've been really, really concerned about that. Like, we just would come out. We play lights out first half, second half, we come out slow. We did start out slow in the second half, but we were able to score multiple touchdowns in the second half, which I think will be necessary in the rest of this little stretch of games that we have, right? But listen, at the end of the day, I think the only complaint I've heard from some Tennessee fans is they don't think it was a clean game. Y'all, I thought that was one of the best officiated Alabama-Tennessee games that I've seen in 5 years. I mean, yeah, that's the truth. And I'm not just saying that. Like, in 5 years, y'all, there's been some questionable officiating in some of these games. I didn't see it in this game. A lot of the Tennessee fans are talking about that last drive they had. They got hit with 2 PIs and a roughing the passer. Well, we did 2 on the very next drive. We got hit with 2 PIs. Like, I don't understand. I saw multiple holding calls missed on both sides of the ball. They missed them on us. We missed them on them. Like, I didn't see that at all. But Heupel has a habit, in my opinion, when they lose, he likes to blame the refs. So I don't know about all that with Heupel. I like to take coaches more of just they move on with their day, and it's like we lost the game. We got to go again and play next week. So that's really the only complaints I've heard. But, Trey, other than that, it wasn't just that play from Brown. It was the Bernard, you know, where they pitched it back to Bernard and he was supposed to throw and he ends up running for 18 yards. Like, Ryan Williams was on fire catching trick plays, man. Like, I'm talking trick plays. Guy didn't drop a ball. We just looked really, really good. And I just feel like every week that goes on, Alabama just looks better. That's just how I feel about it. What do you think?
And Ty Simpson, you know, I was talking to Barry before the game. Ty Simpson understands what's going on.
Yes.
This is not a trick. This is not gimmicks. Ty Simpson knows what's going on out there. And that's not to say that Ty Simpson cannot have a bad game, but this is not a fluke the way this guy's playing. And we don't have a running game. And one thing I did write down was I don't think Jam Miller should have played.
Right.
He didn't have a good game. And I don't think the guy should have played. I don't understand where we're at in college football to see what we saw the week against Missouri, why Jam Miller has to play in this game.
Right.
But as far as Ty Simpson, Wendy, the guy has this stuff figured out. As long as we can keep and I say all that to say this, at some point we're going to have to run the football. I mean, at some point we're going to have to run out of clock. We're going to have to run because Ty's having a bad game. We're going to have to run because they figured out our passing game. I mean, at some point, we're going to have to run the football. And let me tell you this. This is a sneaky little thing. Wherever we play the rest of the year, we better start watching the weather.
Right.
Better start watching the weather, because what happened to us down at Florida State? Raining, overcast, slick, mucky.
Right.
If those tight games come back up, let's look and see if that gives us some problems too. Winnie, we're going to get off last week unless you have anything else to add.
Last little thing about the running. So Hill, is it Hill, our other running back that looks a little bit like a little mini Derrick Henry? Listen, we might need to start using him a little bit more. He's a big, big guy. He's a stocky guy. You know what I mean? And it could very well mean, because he did fine trade towards the end. I mean, it was towards the end. Tennessee's tired. Like, I get it. I get there's a difference in the beginning of the game running and the end of the game running. But I feel like there's different running backs for different things. And sometimes these big guys that are hard to take down, like Hill was, might getting him into rotation might be a good thing. You know what I mean?
This isn't the only
game that Jam Miller's been stopped on, by the way.
I agree. So Todd and George at my office, we were talking about this before lunch today. It's like Alabama's got a good little setup because you have Jam Miller. And then is it Riley is the second back? And then you have Hill, the third back. Well, they're all three completely different backs. And I think everybody understands that Jam Miller is the best running back at Alabama, complete running back.
Right.
Then you have, is it Riley that comes in that's a little bit quicker, a little bit smaller, a little bit faster. Then you have the Hill that comes in that's just kind of like a tank, Wendy. And I agree with you. I think they use it as a combination. But we're going to have to run the football better if Alabama wants to continue on, because it's going to have to happen.
100%.
All in all, great week, Wendy. Let's move on to this next week as we are officially getting close to Halloween.
I know. Listen, it used to be getting close to Nick Saban's birthday, but, you know, it is what it is. Trey, listen, it's a big slate of games. What do you want to start with?
All right, we're going to go with Ole Miss and Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Wait, last week, did we even talk about Georgia Ole Miss?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Trey, I don't know who you are right now, but this is, for it to be such a crazy week of football, this could be our worst podcast yet.
Georgia Ole Miss, we're going back to last week. Georgia Ole Miss, Georgia beats Ole Miss 43-35 in a really entertaining game. I mean, literally Ole Miss scores on every possession. Georgia scores on every possession. And Georgia just ends up wearing down Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And at the end, kind of squeezed them and choked them, and Georgia ended up winning the game. If you really look at it, I mean, you probably start figuring if Ole Miss has a few more defensive players, then we'll have a better chance in some of these games. But an epic game, and Kirby Smart just continues to win. You have to beat Georgia for four quarters, and they are the best at giving their team a chance to win. And they've obviously got the athletes, Wendy. Georgia continues to roll down the tracks.
Yeah. And I know everybody gets tired of me saying this, but it's Georgia's second half, and that's what it seems to be every week from Georgia. I mean, first half, it's Ole Miss dominates, they come out, he makes his adjustments, and they can really not do anything to stop him in the second half. Again, I'll always go back to, he's the best in the business at it. He learned from the best in the business at it. And I give Georgia a lot of credit. Also, Stockton, man. I mean, this kid doesn't quit. Their quarterback doesn't quit. He may look like a 35-year-old, you know, it looks like he sells Aflac insurance, but I'm just saying, like, this kid doesn't quit. He doesn't give up on himself. He doesn't listen to the naysayers. I mean, I hate to say it, now that I'm done playing him, Stockton's a pretty dang good little quarterback. As far as having, he goes on to the next play. He squashes and moves on to the next play.
Yeah, you know? You listen to his after the game interview, winning. It's a lot of class. You can tell he's a team guy. You can tell that he really gets it. Winning. All right, I think we've covered all the games from last week. We're going to this week. We've got Ole Miss, Oklahoma. Ole Miss is going to Oklahoma after a head knocker at Georgia. Can Ole Miss do anything with Oklahoma's, I'm talking about, wild pack of dogs defense?
Yeah, so listen, I don't know, because Lane Kiffin is such an offensive mastermind, and I'm like with you, I think they just struggle on defense. I think Lane's got to score a lot of points in the first half and get a pretty good lead on Oklahoma. I don't know if Oklahoma can come back like a Georgia can, or maybe an Alabama can, but I do think they're going to have to get up on them. I'm actually calling for Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss has got more to lose. I think the players have probably heard a little bit of the chatter. Could he leave to go to Florida? you know, I'm just saying there might be some chatter in there. And they want to go out and prove that this is where the guy wants to be. And this is where they want him. So I'm calling for Ole Miss to figure out a way to pull it out.
Okay. Oklahoma's a 5.5-point favorite. And here's the matchup I want to see in that game. The defense for Oklahoma and the offense for Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin came out this week and said, you know, he really thinks Oklahoma does a good job at scouting the other. Yeah. of really looking at signs, put that in quotations. Signs. Yeah. And I think Ole Miss, and I've heard that before too, and not that it's something illegal, but these guys really good at it. That's Brent Venables and his staff. Mm-hmm. They're really good at it. How can Ole Miss, now that they kind of know, and now they know the game, that'll be a fun matchup at 11 o'clock. Wendy, the Auburn of football Tigers will travel to Arkansas in a game you wanted to talk about on this podcast for about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Auburn gets to play Arkansas. Wendy, can Auburn figure the thing out or not?
No. Trey, No, babe, I don't think so. Like, I hate to see it. Like I said, I think Auburn's got one of my favorite people in the world. Darcy is one of the biggest Auburn fans that I literally have
ever met.
Does
she play football?
No, she knows she's a lawyer. She went to Auburn though. You know Darcy, Trey. You know Darcy. You love Darcy. Darcy and Ben.
I love Darcy. I'm just looking for people that can play.
But I'm just saying she knows she travels down there. She loves Auburn. And I mean, I don't know, man. No. My answer is no. I think Petrino's coaching this team really well. I think they've been close in the Tennessee, Arkansas, and the Texas A&M game. And I think they might run all over Auburn. I don't want to say that, but I think that's going to happen.
Yeah, Arkansas is playing a bunch of close games. So is Auburn. Auburn just has to do something totally different on offense. I mean, I've said it ad nauseum. I mean, throw the daggum playbook out.
Right.
And do something else because it's not working, man. And that's maybe a little bit of fandom, but that'll be fun. See if Auburn can get back on track. Wendy, the Missouri Tigers and the Vanderbilt Commodores, who some people think, so Missouri's going to play Vanderbilt at 2:30. Some people think this game, the winner of this game, might have a shot at getting into the playoffs out of the SEC with a huge game at Vanderbilt. What's going to happen with Missouri and Vanderbilt? That's where game day is going to be, by the way.
And think about what you just said, that game day is going to be in Vanderbilt for the Missouri-Vanderbilt game, which is just crazy. And listen, hats off to Vanderbilt for building it like this, man. I mean, you got to give them some credit where credit's due. Listen, I actually think this will probably be the game of the day as just far as two very evenly matched teams. I think that Vanderbilt's got a little bit of an edge on him with Pat, what's his Trey? I've heard his name 7 million.
Pavia.
God, if I have to hear his name again. Pavia.
Pavia.
I think they've got a little bit of an edge with him. He reminds me of a Johnny Manziel type guy, not personality. I'm saying the guy just moves around. He figures out a way to make plays. He's great on. He thinks really fast. And honestly, I think with it being at home is to their advantage. And I honestly think Vanderbilt's going to pull out this game. I think it will be a close game and come down to the wire. But I see them winning by about 3.5 points. So I'm going with the field goal. Trey, I don't even know what the half means. That's what's so crazy. I don't even know when y'all say that they've got 5.5 point. I don't even know what any of that means.
In a technical sense, you can't win by 3.5 points.
Well, technically, no, but I'm saying, I think what I meant to say was
they'll cover 3.5.
But I actually don't know what that means. So, y'all are going to laugh at me. I'm trying so hard. I have no idea what Trey says. Well, I mean, it's 5.5 points, or they're, and I'm like, I don't even know what that means. Like, I don't know how any of the betting works.
So here's the thing. Vanderbilt is a 2.5-point favorite. So if Vanderbilt wins by 3 or more and you took Vanderbilt, you would win. If Missouri loses by 2 or less or wins the game, you would win depending on who you pick. Here's the deal. The quarterback situation here is Vanderbilt's got the best quarterback on the field. I probably have to give Missouri the best defense. And then you go all-around team. I think Vanderbilt's got the better all-around team. So that gives the edge to Vanderbilt. I'll just go with that. Really big game. That'll be fun to watch it too. Yeah. Wendy, let's keep going down the list. We're going to do Alabama-South Carolina last. and get us out of here. Wendy, you have Texas going to Mississippi State. Texas barely hung on in a two-possession game. A lot of people like the Bulldogs here. What do you think, Texas, Mississippi State?
Listen, y'all, I'm telling you, Texas is struggling as a football team. I don't know what to say other than I think Mississippi State's got a real shot as long as they don't cook. They just can't make a lot of mistakes. That's the thing with Mississippi State. They start throwing interceptions, making some mistakes. I think Texas has got the athletes to make up for that. So I think if they can play a pretty clean game, I actually think Mississippi State can pull this out. If I had to bet on it, I'm still going with Texas. I mean, I just feel like the athlete for athlete's better.
Texas A&M will be playing the LSU Bengal Tigers, Wendy. And
You defend LSU. When I tell you your favorite team, you've defended LSU all year. Why don't you just turn into an LSU fan? Be a Tiger. Go for it.
Texas A&M will travel down to Tiger Stadium. Texas A&M 7-0. LSU's 5-2. This LSU thing, I know their morale might be down, but they're not out of it. I think LSU is kind of like a big brother to Texas A&M. You can prove me wrong all you want to. It seems like most of the time they play, LSU figures out a way to win it. I think Texas A&M has to go in and beat LSU and beat the helmet, to be honest with you. And can they get over that hump? I don't know. I look for LSU to kind of get back on track. Maybe A&M stumbles here. But it'll be a good game at 6:30. Winnie, Tennessee, Kentucky. Tennessee's beaten Kentucky like 756 straight times. I think Kentucky might have beat them once or twice. But theoretically, it's normally a good game. It is a 6:45 game at night at Kentucky. You know, if you watch college football, SEC football, this is kind of a classic game. They've played Tennessee looks to get back up on the horse.
Tennessee will win this game. Tennessee will have no problem winning this game.
Yeah, they should bounce back. All right, Winnie, Alabama, South Carolina.
Yep.
Is coming up. Winnie, all week last week, I'm going through the week thinking Alabama had a week off. Alabama does not have a week off this week.
No.
We play the University of South Carolina, Winnie. We will be going up to Williams-Brice Stadium. Alabama is 11.5-point favorite. The game is at 2:30 on Saturday, all time central.
Yep.
Winnie, your thoughts on the Tide?
Well, let me say this. It's going to be rocking, non-socking up there. So, I mean, when I tell you that it doesn't really matter how good or bad South Carolina is going to be, when the University of Alabama comes into town, people show up and show out at these stadiums. So it's going to be loud. It's going to be an environment because that's what South Carolina is. So some backstory this week, people are not happy. Students are not happy at the University of South Carolina with a gentleman named Shula. And if y'all Alabama fans remember old Shula, he was a coach of ours for what? I think he made it 2 or 3 years. I can't remember how long he was there. But anyway, he is now the offensive coordinator for South Carolina and Shane Beamer's Gamecocks. Listen, I've tried to give Shane Beamer all the accolades in the world for the past like 8 years, it feels like. And I mean, this guy really cannot. They had a good year last year, but I don't think this guy can all the way figure it out. So we've got a fan base that's not really happy with the offensive coordinator. I think they've got a good quarterback. I mean, I'm going to say this. Do I think they have anything around the quarterback that can beat Alabama? Not really. I just don't. I really don't. Now, I will say this could be one of those games where you go in thinking you're going to have it and win it, not play to your full ability, Florida State, and you come out with an L. You know what I mean? I mean, it's still South Carolina. It's still a huge SEC matchup, and we need to go and play and act like we are somebody. But I just don't know if South Carolina's got anything for us on either side of the ball. What do you think?
Yeah, Winnie, Alabama needs to get up early in this game.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be too cliche, but we need to kind of knock the wind out of their sails early.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about 10-0. I'm talking about getting up in there 21-3, something like that. Alabama needs to come out strong, Winnie. I will say this. This is just a really tough game for Alabama to go play, and partly because South Carolina's a good team. But we talked about South Carolina before the year started, and they had like 8 of their defensive starters gone from last year.
Right.
I mean, it is hard to replace these guys and to get everybody to gel. It's not an easy thing to do. Shane Beamer will have his team ready to play. I think South Carolina is who they are. Relative to their offensive struggles, Winnie, I haven't watched them enough. I know they have a great quarterback. Alabama needs to go out there, really strap it up one more time. We'll get an off week next week, but you got to jump out on these guys earlier. And I'll be quite honest with you. I don't know what South Carolina's defense is going to try to give us. I really don't.
Right.
I know I watched Vanderbilt run up and down the field on South Carolina.
Yeah.
Can't you know, is running the ball the way to beat South Carolina? And if South Carolina says you will have to run this football to beat us, is Alabama big enough or a good enough team to go, okay, if this is how you're going to let us beat you and you're going to take away some of our passing, we got to run the ball. Can Alabama run the football? It's going to be a big, it's going to be a big factor in the game. I'm not sure I've heard if Jam Miller is going to be playing. I haven't heard that he is or he's not. But I do look for Alabama to go up there and handle business. And one thing we have not seen from Alabama, except for Wisconsin, maybe, and I might be missing a game or two, but most of our games have been close.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. I wouldn't mind a 35-7 midway through the fourth quarter and we're watching the clock too. I mean, I wouldn't mind that at all.
Agreed.
You know, a hard thing with let's check the weather up there real quick before we get off. We were talking about the weather. Hold on.
You know you've gotten old when you're checking weather, Trey. I'm just saying. I'm just telling you.
I was just thinking our bugaboo our bugaboo could be
said it's going to be overcast. I don't think there's any rain. Now, I do think that Auburn game is calling for rain. That Auburn-Arkansas game is.
So the Alabama-South Carolina game, we have sunny with a few clouds, very low percentage chance of rain. Okay. So we don't have to worry about the rain this week. Witty, I love you. You got any big plans this weekend?
Well, no, watching the game. But listen, like, you can't just, like, this is the thing. When at the end of the day with South Carolina, I agree with you. If we're going to put them out, and just put them out early, you know what I mean, and be done with it. But, you know, on the running game, I think if we utilize, like, I'm not sure why we don't line them both up. Like, just say Hill and Jim Miller. Make them try to figure out who we're going to give this ball to on the running back side of it. You know what I mean? Like, make them figure it out. Like, if you're always going Jim Miller, I will say this, and I could be wrong, Trey, and I fight about this all the time. I get so tired of running up the middle and making 1 yard. I can't, like, I feel like I'm going to kill somebody. Like, I'm watching these games going crazy. I'm walking outside. I'm really questioning my life choices. Like, I'm yelling at Chris for no reason. I'm looking for chocolate that I hid for myself a month ago. Like, it is a bad time over here. Because it's like, that's all I see. We get a yard. Then we're minus 3 yards. They tackle them in the backfield. And then they'll hand the ball off to Bernard, who's not even a running back, and he'll get like 7 yards. Our running game is the wildest thing for me to figure out. So I'm like you. I would love a game where our running game looked like old school. Because y'all have to remember, I'm from the old school where the run game was never a problem for Alabama. We had running backs. We were not, you know, receiver friend. You know, we had some good ones over the years. Sean Alexander. I'm not saying we didn't have any, but I've always been used to a strong running game as an Alabama fan. So it's been very hard this year. And then calling you, and the first thing, you got to keep them honest. If I hear you say you got to keep them honest one more time, I don't – like, it makes me want to literally kill you.
Here's the point. Yeah, I mean, here's the point of Alabama running the ball in the middle and really not getting anything. I mean, you have to kind of keep running those plays, because if you don't, you really – it is keeping the defense honest. You're making them make a play. So it's you can't just have everything's throwing, everything's this outside read. I mean, even if you don't like it up the middle, you got to keep running, because you never know. You could pop one. Now, we don't really pop one every now and then, but that might be why he does it. Yeah. So, all right, Whitty, what you got going this weekend? We got to roll.
Nothing, but listen, thank you to everybody that listens. Mommy B, Gina, all of our friends and family that listen. We just appreciate you guys so, so much. We have a lot of fun doing the show. It was a big week for Alabama. We beat Tennessee. We get to brag about that for 363, how many ever days we got left. Let's just move on and keep winning ball games.
That's right, Wendy. We got a little flag football on Saturday, but besides that, I will be watching football. And listen, everybody out there, have a great weekend. Roll Tide. Love you, and we will see y'all next week.
Next week. All right, Roll Tide.
All right, love you.
Love you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.